I'm Paul Gardner. I'm the manager of Hobgoblin Music in London. For at least the last 10 years, the ukulele boom has gone up and up. It's a strong, steady seller. A lot of people are playing the ukulele. I teach a little bit, personally, mainly jazz.
Jazz ukulele?
Ah, it's just something with a bit of swing.
Tell us about the appeal of the ukulele over other instruments.
Well, for a start, it's a small instrument, so it's a very portable instrument. It's great for, say, children to carry to school. You've got plastic strings instead of metal strings, so it's not going to hurt your fingers. It's a totally accessible instrument.
And you mentioned schools there, so getting increasingly popular in schools.
The recorder has always been that traditional school instrument, but you find a lot of guitar teachers are now moving into teaching not only guitar at school, but also mandolin, but ukulele as well. It's easy for a child to play. You need a couple of chords, and then you can be very happily singing along to a song. A recorder, you're playing it. You obviously can't sing at the same time. It's a very screechy noise. But with a ukulele, it is a very soft and sweet sound.
Pauline Poole from Michael Faraday School. I teach in Year 4. I'm performing arts coordinator, so we love playing ukulele, we love performing.
What's the appeal?
The appeal is that any child can access it very easily. You can have a song within an hour, and as long as you've got the confidence to just try, you can get there.
Hello.
My name is Angel.
What is it you like about the ukulele?
It's just a relaxing instrument to play, and you just totally fall in love with it. Like, just playing once, you are in love with the ukulele. It's just so relaxing.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see.
Can you give me your name as well, please?
Rachel.
And what do you like about the ukulele?
It just makes my family happy, and they go to sleep, and then it makes me happy too.
What's your favourite tunes on the ukulele?
Price Tag.
Price Tag by Jessie J?
Yeah.
Oh, even I know that. Do you fancy playing a couple of notes for us, Price Tag?
Okay.
Everybody look to the left. Everybody look to the right. Feel that, yeah.
Hi, I'm Lorraine Bow. I teach for Learn to Uke, and we normally teach adults, but today you're here in the school, Michael Faraday Primary School.
A few decades ago, it would have been recorders, wouldn't it? The children would have learned to play music on. This is different. What's the benefits for them, and what's the benefits for the teacher as well?
The benefits for the children are that it helps with fine motor control. So I'm dyspraxic, so I have severe coordination issues, and I've noticed an increase in the way my hands move. I've also noticed a difference in the children. Also, they get to sing, so, you know, if their fingers don't quite follow, they can still join in with the song in some way. I read a lot of the reports today. I think it's a little bit lazy journalism where people only talk about George Formby, because there's lots and lots of amazing ukulele players out there and amazing ukulele bands that it's worth checking out. And I think they're the people who have sparked this latest craze, not, you know, the people who are buying the ukuleles. They've no idea. They think George Formby is the grill maker. You know, they've no idea who he is.